For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
You know a lot about golf.
Well, we're waiting.
Hey, it's us, those weekend golf guys. John Ashton in studio, Jeff Smith at the Golf Cave at Otter Creek, and trip producer Mark Hunter on the controls. And joining us live in studio, special guest appearance, Miss Pamela Denny.
Hey there.
See, she sounds pretty, doesn't she? Through the magic of radio. See, this is why we need the video companion piece to doing our radio show. Because then you go,
now I agree with you.
You go, wow, those guys are ugly, but they got some hot girls on the show with them. So that's what
I was for. Not really, you know, all that excited about it until now.
Yeah. And just wait till we tell her record the video on Naked Wednesdays. It'll be fun.
You all are too fun.
Okay, we got to touch on this. Last Sunday, we were doing our live local show here in Louisville at a country club. And when we got done with our round, we sat there and we watched the final five holes of the Masters tournament.
Mm-hmm.
Got to like number 17 and I said, oh man, Sergio was going to choke again. But he pulled it out. And I am surprised at how positively the world is receiving Sergio finally winning a major championship.
Yeah, it's pretty cool.
Okay, that's it. All right, cool. So much for that.
No, I think it's awesome. Although, now, my daughter was at the Masters. She goes to University of South Carolina. And, of course, she followed Rory around, her fave.
Okay.
But, I mean, I think by and large, what I've read, most people are pretty excited Sergio finally came through. You know, it was down to the wire. If you're going to do a Masters, then going in to final sudden death is the way to go.
Yeah. I was kind of disappointed in Mr. Spieth. He had a chance to set that record there.
He landed the ball right in the girl's lap, right?
Yeah. Well, you know, we all have to have our priorities, don't we? Okay, we're going to drop that subject right now before we get ourselves in trouble, and we're going to move along.
Rated G.
But it is now, well, I mean, we may go PG. Or NC-17, maybe. But that weekend, last weekend, kind of is the demarcation point of winter for golfers. It's over. This season has now officially begun for basically everybody. So what do you do for those who are still immersed in, if it's not cold and rainy and snowy in the Northeast and the upper Midwest, at least it's going to be wet. How do you play well in wet stuff? Because, you know, those guys up there are not going to say, well, I'm going to sit back and wait for it to dry out. They're going to go out there as soon as they can. So, Jeff, how do you play in wet conditions, man?
Well, you know, of course, the smart things to do here, you keep yourself as dry as possible. Certainly, you know, there's rain gear all over the place that you can buy.
Yeah.
But you got to keep your clubs dry, and you got to keep your hands dry. Then, if you keep your body dry but not your hands, your hands are going to be cold and wet.
Mm-hmm.
And then you hold tighter. And then what happens about, you know, the grip keeping the club dry as well? Because if your club gets wet, and you know you're gripping harder because it's just slick.
Yeah.
So my advice would be to do the right thing and buy a pair of rain gloves.
Mm-hmm.
And what happens is that they are terrible gloves if they are dry. What happens is that the water activates them to make them essentially sticky only when they're wet. So then all of a sudden you have wet gloves on and your grips don't slip. So you don't have any of those problems, and people play and it's pouring down rain. Once they've gotten past the point of being able to use a towel, keep their hands dry, keep their clubs dry, once it's that past that, John, I know you've never experienced that because you just go in.
don't get out of the cart.
Put on a pair of those. put some of those rain gloves on, and they really help because they just make things ever so sticky.
Yeah, I got a pair of those rain.
That's the point.
I got a pair of those, and one of the things that I think is important is some people, you got to wear both of them in order for it to really be effective. Some people don't like playing in two gloves, but when it's wet, you really need both of the gloves. So
there's no doubt. There's no doubt that those, the pair of them help. Now, most people have a hard time because first, it's cold and wet and rainy, and they don't have, you know, proper shoes. They're cold, you know, their feet get wet.
Yeah.
But they don't have their hands, and they get wet. And they just as soon go in and sit down in front of the fireplace and drink a beer.
Yeah. Yeah, you know.
I get that.
What the heck?
I get it. Yeah. I really do. But the other thing is, you know, waterproof shoes.
Mm-hmm.
That's, you know, a lot of golf shoes are not waterproof these days because they're too busy making some that are all that soft material on the upper so that people say, well, they feel like tennis shoes, and they're just so comfortable. And
yeah.
And the trouble with that is your feet get wet.
I just bought a pair.
Nope.
I bought a pair. They're called Dogs, and they're for breast cancer awareness. So, of course, you know. What color are they?
Pink.
They're pink. All of them, even the little cleats on the bottom. But they're like, I liken them to a Croc type of thing. They don't fit like a Croc, though. I mean, they fit great, but that was going to be my solution for Kentucky rainy weather, or when we go to Jeff and my favorite place, Hilton Head, and get out there on the greens when slot in on the times where it might be a little sloppier type weather. And even if I end up on the beach, you know, I can just get off the beach and, you know, tap them out. But that was my suggestion, and I'm going to wear those, and I'll let you guys know what I think of them.
I have to show you, too, the Zoris. We had the guy in from Zoris,
the Zoris,
which are basically golf flip-flops.
Golf flip-flops.
Yeah.
You know, I'd like that, too.
We knew that. We thought of you immediately. Asked them if they came in pink, and they said, well, if Pam will buy a pair, we'll do it.
Okay,
all right, we are going to talk coming up with one of the country's best club fitters from the Marriott Golf Academy down in Orlando. We're going to talk with Jim Sanford from a GPS manufacturer called Shot Navi, and Jeff is going to fix what ails you. It's all coming up. Those Weekend Golf Guys, be right back.
Hey, diabetics. Yeah, you. Got a spare hour to waste going to the pharmacy to get your insulin or other meds and supplies every month? I didn't think so. Me either. I've got life going on, which is why I use PillPack. PillPack is an amazing online pharmacy. They package up all my diabetic meds and testing supplies into daily doses and send it to me every month, automatically. All I do is pay my normal copay. PillPack does the rest. I'm serious. This is a free service. They don't even charge for shipping. PillPack handles all the medical insurance stuff and even get with my doctors for my other prescriptions so I don't have to, which is good because that's the stuff I forget. But PillPack remembers everything. They even package up my daily vitamins so I remember to take them too. If you're diabetic, your meds and supplies are life and death, which means you need PillPack. Call right now for this free service. You may even qualify for $25 in free vitamins. 800-711-6216. That's 800-711-6216. Again, 800-711-6216.
And here we are, Those Weekend Golf Guys, John Ashton in studio, and Trepper producer Mark Hunter at the controls, Jeff Smith at the Golf Cave at Otter Creek, and joining us in studio, Pamela Denny, who has been here before and is back again, took a little hiatus, decided she wanted to cook instead of play golf, and now she's realized the error of her ways.
You got that right.
And she's gotten herself out of the...
I got news for you. You can do both. Just play more golf, and then when you're done, then you go back, then you can go cook. Now you can have both of your favorite hobbies.
Well, that's what I decided to do was take the cooking and put it back in the hobby box and just go back to what I love in sales and marketing with Executrain. So that's what I'm doing now, but it gives me a lot of flexibility so I can come and do this and play more, encourage more, use it. You know how I feel about golf on the business on the golf course.
And as all good salespeople are, I can get to play golf because I'm going to take a client.
That's exactly right.
Which makes my boss happy, and I can deduct it all from my taxes. Yeah, you guys, what a scam you guys
get a little exercise.
Yeah, very little. We're going to talk about coming up later on the show, too, about a new GPS unit that not only does the GPS stuff that golf needs, but does like a Fitbit stuff with heart rate and steps and all that, so you can see how out of shape you really are. I mean, how healthy you're getting when you play golf. And I'm also going to talk to Randall Doucette, who's a master club fitter down at the Marriott in Orlando, and he's going to talk you out of buying a golf club because it's pink, and suggest you you use a few other criteria beforehand, make sure it fits. And Jeff can explain the error of your ways there too. But we're not going to pick on you today.
I see.
That's we're not going
to. You
do
know,
that.
As the glam golfer, it does it means a lot to me to look good.
Well, of course, you've heard it said it's better to look good than to be good, but on the golf course, that is not necessary.
I understand. So. I'm getting with the program.
That's about time. All righty then. I've been getting emails. And other than the fact that Vicky and Kim and all these people want to send me pictures, and I don't even know them, but they want to send me pictures on my email, I've been getting other things from guys telling me that if I have problems getting out of sand, I should buy this wedge. If I have problems hitting the ball straight off the tee, I should buy this driver. You know, have you seen the one advertised? Yeah. It's the driver that looks like a 3-wood but swings like your 7-iron. Give me a break.
No, I don't think I've even seen that yet.
What is this one?
Well, it's just like a 7-iron.
Yeah, it's exactly.
7-iron length?
They didn't say that. They said accurate as a 3-wood, or easy to hit as a 3-wood, or no, accurate as a 3-wood, easy to hit as your 7-iron. But that's not the answer. You want a golf club that's going to fix your game? I got one for you. It's the $5 golf club. The question is, can a $5 golf club really make me swing better? Yes. It can. The number $5golfclub.com. It is a membership site. Mr. Jeff Smith, the director of instruction there, he uploads many, many great videos that are going to help every aspect of your game. Man, I have been chipping the lights out since watching some of the videos you put up there about chipping. Woo, doggies.
Kind of fun.
Oh, man, is it fun. When you're even like 20 yards off the green, you take that pitching wedge and bam, and it's up there and it stops a couple feet from the pin and people are looking at you going, how'd you do that? I say, I watched Jeff's video. That's all it takes.
It's not much.
No,
it's
not.
A lot.
And, you know, a lot of people go, yeah, one guy, he can't do that. He ain't that good. Let me tell you, I can prove it to you. This coming Monday night, 8 o'clock Eastern Time, facebook.com/golfguys. Be there, be square, or stay lousy, however you want to look at it. But Jeff is doing a free quick fix webinar on our Facebook page, facebook.com/golfguys. Write it down or go to facebook.com/golfguys right now and just follow us and you'll get alerted as soon as Jeff comes on. What we can do right now, if you're listening right now and you say, yeah, I saw his last one, but he didn't talk about my problems. That's because he didn't know your problems. You got a problem. You want Jeff to address it specifically on one of his quick fix webinars. Just send him an email. Just send it to jeff@thoseweekendgolfguys.com. Real simple. jeff@thoseweekendgolfguys.com. Say, Jeff, I'm having a problem with this. What do I do? And if you don't want him to use your name, he won't use your name. Otherwise.
No, I'll use John.
Yeah, he'll blame me for having a problem. So I just want to put this.
That's what we've been doing this whole time.
Yeah, I just want to put that caveat out there. Every time he said, John has this problem, John is the generic guy. It's not me, okay? Yeah. That's my story, okay, and I'm sticking to it.
I just know we're getting ready to have, and Pamela is struggling with, of course,
her pink
thing
driver.
About it is, it's probably all right.
It'll be great. It'll help. You can check them out. And then when you say, wow, this is probably the easiest to understand, most informative golf pro I have ever in my life to talk to, then you can go to $5golfclub.com and see what he's got is in the way of videos and stuff, because yeah, it costs $5 a month, but we're going to give you 7 days for free, and it's not complete yet. I mean, there are topics he hasn't even covered yet on the $5 golf club that are coming up.
Yeah, there's a couple different things I'm going to do this week.
Okay.
John, to let you know, I'm going to be uploading some more videos of different ways of attacking the same problem.
Okay.
So that way, if one way just doesn't seem to feel right to somebody, they can go at it another way.
Jeff is not a this is how you do it kind of guy. It's if you want to do it this way, here's a technique. If you prefer this, here's a technique, because he's a swing dynamics guy. He does not have one right way and many, many wrong ways for you to play golf. He knows that the way you do it is the way you do it, and techniques need to be adjusted to the way your body moves. that in itself is an improvement over many other PGA professionals you may or may not have been to in the past. But anyhow, facebook.com/golfguys. Follow us there, and you'll be alerted the minute the live webinar begins. Make yourself free at 8 o'clock Eastern time. If you're on the West Coast, that's 3-hour difference. You do the math. Google's good at that, too, time zone differentiation for people who have a problem with that. But 8 o'clock Eastern time, facebook.com/golfguys. Jeff's quick fix. He's got one coming up. We're going to talk about some problems and how to fix them. And also have a master club fitter and a guy from Shot Navi, Jim Sanford from Shot Navi, a GPS unit that's pretty cool. We're going to talk to all of them coming up in a little bit, so hang with us. We are Those Weekend Golf Guys. Don't move.
Hey, it's Jeff Smith for Those Weekend Golf Guys. Talk to you a little bit about the Smart Ball Golf Low Point Trainer. I've had this thing now for a couple of months, and I'm telling you, this trainer has helped me help more students get the bottom of their swing arc out in front of the golf ball and hit better golf shots than almost anything I've ever used. What a fantastic thing. It's a great price. It's easy for every single player to use. Smart Ball Golf Low Point Trainer. Go get one today.
Without the ones like you who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Play the courses the champions play. The Pete Dye and Donald Ross courses at French Lick Resort. The 2017 NCGOA National Course of the Year, our Pete Dye course hosts the first ever Senior LPGA Championship presented by Old National Bank this July. French Lick's Donald Ross course is looking good as it turns 100 this summer and hosts the Donald Ross Centennial Classic Symmetra Tour event. Book your golf vacation now at FrenchLick.com.
Jeff has returned from Hilton Head. Jeff has returned from learning a lot, teaching a lot, making a lot of videos, which, strangely enough and by coincidence, you can find right now at $5golfclub.com. Yeah, what kind of stuff you got, man?
You know what? I did some fun stuff. I did a couple of them. One of them was on choosing the right tee shot. You know, when you're standing up on a tee and you're not sure what to do because there's choices out there, you know, you got trouble on one side, you got bunkers all over there, you got to figure out where the heck I got to hit it. The hole might be long and you might think driver, and the hole might be short and you might not think driver. Talked a little bit about that. I talked about certainly how to hit a higher, softer bunker shot out of fluffy sand. I talked a little bit about, I did a whole video on choosing the right club to come into a green with. So,
all right,
just added a few.
Tell you what, you want to be better? Shoot lower scores tomorrow. Join $5 Golf Club today. $5golfclub.com. And here we are, Those Weekend Golf Guys. John Ashton in studio, Jeff Smith, Golf Cave, Otter Creek, and of course, intrepid producer Mark Hunter on the controls, joining us in studio, the blonde hooker. We got to fix her, though, so she can become a slicer, Pamela Denny.
I've been a slicer for the last year and a half. That's why I haven't been here. I've been an executive chef.
Slicing and dicing.
Slicing and dicing.
She never cooked us anything. But that's okay.
I was going to bring y'all some pimento cheese empanadas today in honor of the Masters win, Sergio.
Oh, okay.
Spanish empanadas. But okay. I was going to put some good palmetto pimento cheese. Jeff, I know you know what that is.
Yeah, yeah. Down to South Carolina, mm-hmm. The Palmetto State.
Mm-hmm.
So you do have this affinity. Your daughter is now a gamecock.
She is a gamecock.
Yes.
Won the NCAA. We send. What do you do when you send a Kentucky girl to the University of South Carolina? They become a basketball school. It's all her fault. She did it. It's all because of her.
Yeah. You always hear about swing thoughts. What swing thoughts should you have? How many of them should you have? What's important?
You know, I see people, and they always tell me what they're trying to do in their swing. I always ask. I want to know, you know, what's rolling around in that skull of yours? And, you know, what are you trying to do? I have a lot of people that tell me, and they just rattle off a bunch of stuff. I'm like, wow, you really trying to do all that? Yep. And they go through this little checklist, and I'm like, so you haven't figured that out, that there's actually a break in there between all the stuff you're doing to prepare yourself for your shot and then the actual shot. And they're like, huh? What? Yeah, there should be some time in between there where you go, okay, these are the things that I'm going to do to prepare my shot, to prepare myself to hit my shot. You know, I'm going to get a nice athletic stance. I'm going to hold on to my club in the way that certainly my hands can deliver it to the ball the way I need. I'm going to align myself the way I need to hit the shot I'm trying to hit. They're thinking about all that stuff while standing over it, but yet that's all the stuff that they've already done.
Yeah.
And they just become mental. You know, they just lock up.
Yeah.
Earlier before the show, I had a guy, he said, well, here's what I'm trying to do in my swing. You know, I got my hands on there, and I'm trying to make sure that I feel that my hands, arms, and club are swinging out in front of my body. And he says, I'm trying to do all that. And so I'm trying to keep my left hand or left arm straight, and I'm trying to keep my head down. I'm like, okay, you can accomplish all those three things because the head down is sure going to stop your body from moving. Hands and arms and club are just going to fling down there. I'm pretty sure you can accomplish that. He goes, well, good, then I should be good at golf. I'm like, no.
Wrong answer.
No, that just means you can accomplish those goals. Right? Yeah. I said, I don't know why you have those thoughts. He goes, well, I thought that's what we're all supposed to do. He said, don't you see the picture of all the covers of the magazines? I'm like, yep, I sure do. That's where all that dangerous stuff comes from.
Yeah.
And he looked at me like, huh?
Yeah.
Like, have you not figured out that the picture of a guy making a golf swing is just like a moment in time of that moment right there?
Maybe a thousandth of a second.
Yeah. I said, did you ever figure out that the covers of the magazines, maybe I ought to picture a guy at his finish and look at that, where he's turned all the way and his face is to the target? And I said, why would you ever think that you're supposed to keep your head in the ground? Well, that's what everybody tells you, and they got that on the cover of magazines. I'm like, yeah, this is where all the dangerous information comes from.
Yeah.
Everybody's an expert.
Well, that's where you try to interpret what you see without having the expertise to know what it is you're seeing.
Yeah, but that's just common sense, though. I mean, about it. When somebody's sitting here taking a picture of a guy in motion, how about think of this as basketball for a second? And this is a picture of a Sports Illustrated cover where Michael Jordan's doing in the middle of a fallaway jumper where his right leg's kind of kicked up in the air, his tongue sticking out, and he's falling off backwards and the ball's rolling off of his fingers, and his left arm is down at his side to try to hold him from falling over. Is that a position that every coach would try to teach every player to do in basketball? No. That's just a point in
time.
Captured of a moment in time.
Yeah.
But yet in golf, everybody seems to think that that's not a moment in time, that that's actually a position that we're all trying to maintain.
Yeah.
Makes no sense.
It's better to look good than to be good.
Well.
And if you keep that up, you'll have nice pictures.
I'd rather be good. I'd rather be good.
Once again, we have revisited, seems to be a sore subject with you, is that whole keep your head down. I mean, Pamela, how many times have people told you that secret, keep your head down?
Keep my head down.
Yeah.
But, yes.
Why? They don't tell you that, just keep your head down. Has it worked?
No.
No,
the
okay.
The best thing that ever happened to me was when Jeff fixed my grip.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Which needs to be fixed again.
You can keep your head down all you want to, but if you're holding it wrong, swinging it wrong, aiming it wrong, it ain't going to help, that whole head down thing. One thing that I have to consciously do, and it's like the only thought I have in the swing now, is I need to watch the club hit the ball. Because I have a tendency
Why do you need to do that?
I have a tendency to try to watch the shot before I hit it. And when I do that, I turn my head and I move my eyes toward the target. I get out of sync. My head moves out of sync with the rest of my body, and my head is moved, which means that my shoulder plane changes. And when I hit the ball, I usually hit it like 3 inches behind it.
Wow.
Yeah.
So you're suggesting that your face turning toward the target made your right shoulder drop and hit like 3 inches behind it?
Yes, I am.
Wow.
Are you going to argue with that?
Lesson.
Are you going to argue with that?
Quick, get to Columbus.
I'll just give you the anatomy lesson.
Well, you know, the head bone is connected to the neck bone, and the neck bone connected to the shoulder bone. So you move the head bone and the neck bone, and obviously the shoulder bone going to move too.
Wow. Those are a lot of moving bones.
Yeah.
There.
How about that?
Yeah.
Buddy.
Okay, you're going to tell me that's incorrect?
We don't have time to go.
Yeah, we got time. We got time.
We do not have that amount of time. Let's put it this way, John. If your face rotates toward the target, that clears the way for your whole body to turn toward the target and move the club even further forward.
In a perfect world. Not in John's world.
Well, I know. In John's world, John falls back toward his right side, thus lowering his right shoulder, and didn't have a darn thing to do with his head. So sounds like we need to be doing this over another webinar.
Yes. We will do that.
We need to do it over a webinar.
We will do that. One of Jeff's free quick fix webinars, which you can have access to simply by following us on those Weekend Golf Guys Facebook page, facebook.com/golfguys, and you'll be alerted when Jeff comes up. Or you can get there and have no chance of missing it by watching it over and over again should you become a member of the $5 Golf Club at $5golfclub.com. But you got to do that, okay? $5golfclub.com, Jeff's free quick fix webinar, and I guess it's going to be me who gets quick fixed. Oh, well.
On this one, it will be.
Yeah, okay, fine. Just don't mention my name, all right?
I'll sign up next time.
All right. I will not.
Okay.
I will not mention your name.
We'll let you know the upcoming dates, and Jeff's going to fix me, and maybe he can fix you coming up next. Don't you move. We are those Weekend Golf Guys. You can always follow us on Twitter. It is twitter.com/WKNDGolfGuys on Twitter. That's where we are. We do stuff every once in a while that's absolutely worthwhile.
Play the courses the champions play. The Pete Dye and Donald Ross courses at French Lick Resort. The 2017 NCGOA National Course of the Year. Our Pete Dye course hosts the first ever Senior LPGA Championship presented by Old National Bank this July. French Lick's Donald Ross course is looking good as it turns 100 this summer and hosts the Donald Ross Centennial Classic Symmetra Tour event. Book your golf vacation now at FrenchLick.com.
Hey, it's Jeff Smith for those Weekend Golf Guys. Talk to you a little bit about the Smart Ball Golf Low Point Trainer. I've had this thing now for a couple of months, and I'm telling you, this trainer has helped me help more students get the bottom of their swing arc out in front of the golf ball and hit better golf shots than almost anything I've ever used. What a fantastic thing. It's a great price. It's easy for every single player to use. Smart Ball Golf Low Point Trainer. Go get one today.
And welcome back. We are those Weekend Golf Guys. John Ashton in studio, Jeff Smith, the Golf Cave at Otter Creek. Also joining us in studio, as you have heard, is Pamela Denny.
What up, yo?
Yeah. And then coming in from California, Jim Sanford from Shot Navi. Jim, thanks for spending some time with us here this weekend on those Weekend Golf Guys. How you doing, man?
Good, good, good. It's a pleasure to be on today.
Well, let's hope so. Let's hope you say that when we're done. That's always the test, man, you know?
He'll walk away slapping his head going, oh, my, I can't believe what I just did.
Never going to do that again. A lot of us used to be able to look around a fairway to find a sprinkler head with numbers on it or try to find out where we were from the bush that everybody had at 150 yards and make a mental notation as to what the distance was to the green, pick a club we thought might get there, and takes our chances. But as all of us, I don't think anybody hasn't dealt at least one time. Even if you haven't gone out and bought one, you sometimes play a club that's got the GPS equipment on the cart. It has helped amateurs immensely. It's also pointed out some major flaws in their game immensely, but that's another topic for another day. But Jim is with a company called Shot Navi, and it is a big company in the whole GPS game. So, Jim, the floor is yours, man, for a few minutes. What do you got, and how can we use it?
Well, Shot Navi actually introduced their first model in 2008 in Japan, and since then has become the number one GPS product in Japan. So So in 2015, they decided to introduce the product to the U.S. market. And since then has now grown to four products introducing to the golf industry in 2017, to where we have a handheld product with voice navigation. We have a standard GPS watch that will give you distance, hazard, scorekeeping, the whole nine yards. Everything's preloaded. There's no membership fees. And we've also introduced one of our new products that's called the Hug. It basically gives you the same features as the watch, but also includes a pedometer, where it includes also your step tracking, running, heart rate, and I've been using it for about 4 months now when I go to the gym every morning, and it's very useful. It has a little sensor on the back end underneath the watch that measures your heart rate. And in the fall, we're going to be introducing the world's smallest GPS product, which is a voice navigation, which it'll be 1.4 inches in width and height. We'll give you front, middle, back, hazard, and basically it'll just speak to you. You push the button, and it'll tell you exactly where you need to be.
Is that wrist-borne, or you clip it on your hat or your belt? Or
that'll clip on your belt, mm-hmm. your hat, very lightweight. I mean, it's less than an ounce.
Wow. Okay. So that,
so you got a little thing that'll talk to you and tell you where to go?
Yes, it looks like a little square, and you'll just push the button, and it'll speak to you and tell you your distance.
Yeah. I once had a thing that told me where to go. I married it.
Yeah.
You know?
That was a wife. Okay.
So,
are you kidding? It's still telling me where to go.
Yeah, it still is. Yeah.
It just gives you that information so you could – can you turn it off, or, you know, is it something that's an automatic deal?
It's an automatic deal, and actually we're upgrading it, and that's why it's taking to the fall, because it's actually going to have a Bluetooth application that where you can turn off the voice navigation. It'll sync up with your phone via Bluetooth and give you the measurement there.
Oh, wow, that's pretty cool.
So no more excuses. You know, you say, well, that's way too much. That's more than I will ever need. We've got another guest on the show coming up in a little bit, who is a master club fitter, one of the top 100 club fitters in the country, who can explain the vast differences, or the maybe not so much differences, in your clubs. So the difference of 5 or 6 yards between being accurate and taking a guess can be very important for an amateur golfer.
Like me.
Like you.
Like me.
A lot of people think it's an accessory that you get after you've gotten everything else you need, but this is really something that could become an integral part of your game for an amateur golfer.
Correct, and it can, because with the measurement that it's going to give you, you know, front, middle, back, give you your hazards of where you need, where the hazard starts and where you need to carry it, is very helpful to where, you know, you don't get that back in the 80s and early 90s to mm-hmm. where it wouldn't give you those hazard measurements, you know, when you're on the course looking down at a sprinkler and it's telling you, you know, 148 to the center of the green and that's it.
Yeah, and a lot of times that wasn't really accurate. I mean, you'd sit there and you go, wait a minute, I hit that 148 and I didn't make the green. What's wrong with that? You always argue with those things. But how many courses?
With up to 30,000 courses in North America.
Okay.
And it covers over 80 countries worldwide.
Wow.
30,000 in North America. That's probably enough. I think that would probably.
that's a lot of courses.
Yeah. Yeah.
I expect that when they've gone to those other courses to go map them, you know, I would hope that they would find a deal where they got to play for free.
Are they measured?
You know, after you're done measuring, you really don't have any energy.
See, once again, we're back into this working for a living stuff, aren't we?
See, yeah, exactly.
I don't know how you could even think like that, John. Working for a living? Come on.
That's why I got into radio, man, so I could avoid working for a living. But Jim,
did you hear some of the things he was saying earlier?
He said heart rate and pulse and
mm-hmm.
yeah, and all that's it's all scaring me, man.
I know. It was starting to think about it was what going to be like exercise for you.
Yeah, I'm not sure I like that, but it does kind of combine a GPS unit and a Fitbit all in one, right?
Yes, it does, and it'll also track your steps and your average heartbeat on a weekly and monthly basis.
Well, I think it's a lot cuter than the Fitbit I'm wearing, and it does a lot more. Comes in white. I could bedazzle it with some pink rhinestones.
Jeez. Oh,
and it's got a digital scorecard, so I can't cheat.
Yeah. You can cheat. You can always cheat.
That's
we have all the ways around it. Don't worry about it. We can do that. What kind of a price point are we looking at for this stuff, Jim?
The price point on, for example, is the Hug is a suggested retail price of $219 with a minimum price of $199.
Right. That's so the retail. $199 is probably where most of the people are going to be with it. Is it available direct or available online anywhere, or is it your big box store guys?
It's available online with certain online retailers.
Okay.
It's available through our website at shotnavi.net.
Okay.
And, of course, our customer base is on a daily base expanding.
And hopefully after people hear this, it'll expand even more.
Yes.
At least two or three people will probably buy one.
Yeah, I'd love to give it a try. Yeah. Like I said, I mean, the price point is really close to what I paid for my Fitbit. And if it does those type of things,
yeah.
Plus it helps me on the course, that's even better.
How much does it weigh?
Oh, it weighs 2.04 ounces.
Oh, negligible, because I have a very heavy watch. I found out that I can't swing with my watch on. So I've gotten used to it.
Yeah, well, a lot of companies, when they were introducing the GPS watch, was very bulky and
yeah.
very heavy.
Yeah.
You can really feel it. It almost felt like a full pound on your left or right wrist.
Yeah.
Companies have gotten smarter and made them more lightweight, and that's where we went with it. We're actually working on a Hug 2 for possibly 2018, maybe the summer, that it's going to even incorporate workout regimens. That guy that goes to the gym or that person that goes to the gym and is bench pressing, 200 pounds, it'll be able to track it.
Sounds
let him know
like...
that he needs to go up. It's going to be some really neat technology that we're going to be stepping into.
All stuff.
Hey, John, he just said bench press.
I know, man.
I heard that.
It's almost like he has a picture of me in his head.
Well, I just want to know if it'll help me shrink my back nine if we're going to do that. The booty back there is just a little something.
If you pay attention, I'm sure it will. It's not a magic bullet, however.
Correct.
All right, Jim Sanford, it's shotnavi.net, right? $199 or whatever?
NAVI.net.
Yeah. Jim Sanford is ShotNavi, ShotNavi.net, and try the Hug, man. That's what I'm looking at. Even though it probably counts a lot of stuff I'd rather not know the answers to, but it may force me to get healthy. Nah. it's not that powerful. Jim Sanford, thank you so much, sir, for spending some time with us here. Hope you enjoyed yourself with those weekend golf guys.
I did, and I appreciate it very much, and you guys have a great time. Thank you again.
We will. Thanks a lot, Jim. And we got more coming up, so hang out. We'll be right back. You checked out our Facebook page yet? It's facebook.com/golfguys. Go there and like us.
Hey, it's Jeff Smith for those weekend golf guys. Talk to you a little bit about the Smart Ball Golf Low Point Trainer. I've had this thing now for a couple of months, and I'm telling you, this trainer has helped me help more students get the bottom of their swing arc out in front of the golf ball and hit better golf shots than almost anything I've ever used. What a fantastic thing. It's a great price. It's easy for every single player to use. Smart Ball Golf Low Point Trainer. Go get one today.
Jeff has returned from Hilton Head. Jeff has returned from learning a lot, teaching a lot, making a lot of videos, which, strangely enough and by coincidence, you can find right now at $5GolfClub.com. Yeah, what kind of stuff you got, man?
You know what? I did some fun stuff. I did a couple of them. One of them was on choosing the right tee shot. You know, when you're standing up on a tee and you're not sure what to do because there's choices out there, you know, you got... you got trouble on one side, you got bunkers all over there, you got to figure out where the heck I got to hit it. The hole might be long, and you might think driver, and the hole might be short, and you might not think driver. Talked a little bit about that. I talked about certainly how to hit a higher, softer bunker shot out of fluffy sand. I talked a little bit about, I did a whole video on choosing the right club to come into a green with. So,
all right,
just added a few.
Tell you what, you want to be better? Shoot lower scores tomorrow. Join $5 Golf Club today. $5golfclub.com.
Play the courses the champions play. The Pete Dye and Donald Ross courses at French Lick Resort. The 2017 NCGOA National Course of the Year, our Pete Dye course hosts the first ever Senior LPGA Championship presented by Old National Bank this July. French Lick's Donald Ross course is looking good as it turns 100 this summer and hosts the Donald Ross Centennial Classic Symmetra Tour event. Book your golf vacation now at FrenchLick.com.
Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
This is Morgan Freeman. Colorectal cancer is the second leading cancer killer of men and women over 50. Doesn't always cause symptoms, but it can be prevented. Get screened.
A message from the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
And we're back, those weekend golf guys. John Ashton in studio. Pamela Denny joining us in the studio here, kind of upping the pulchritude quotient quite substantially. We've got Jeff Smith live from the golf cave at Otter Creek and intrepid producer Mark, which is, you know, bringing the pulchritude level back down to normal. And joining us live from Orlando, Florida, Randall Doucette, Master Club Fitter at the Marriott Golf Academy down there in Orlando. You may have seen him on Morning Drive if you happen to get up early enough to watch Morning Drive. Some of us don't. But anyhow, Randall, thanks for joining us on those Weekend Golf Guys, man. It's good to have you here.
My pleasure. Happy to be here.
First thing I want you to do is I want you to talk some sense into Miss Pamela over here.
I knew this was coming.
She told me at the beginning of the show here a little earlier that she was going to go buy a new driver. And I said, Really? What kind? And she said, pink. That is like the only criteria. It's pink.
And has a big head.
And has a big head.
With a good loft.
Well, hey, I tell you what, I've got a company that can virtually paint your golf clubs any color scheme you ask for. So if it's pink, just make sure the rest of the specs fit you. That's all I got to say.
See?
So we can put white grips on it with pink shafts. Oh, yeah.
Yeah, you can do that. But first you want to swing it and make sure you can hit a ball with it. See, that's the operative consideration. No one says, oh, wow, let's get Pam to play with us because her clubs are pretty.
That's right.
No, we're not saying anything about her clubs being pretty. That's not why we wanted to play with her. Not the club.
That's true, too. However, Jeff and I have discussed this about people who don't have the clubs that match what they do, and they try to adjust themselves to accommodate the clubs, and they really screw up their game.
Well, the thing is that makes Jeff's job even more difficult because now we haven't eliminated a variable. Most people have no idea, so most people inherently are just going to, because it's the thing to do, walk into a golf shop and buy, quote-unquote, a standard set of golf clubs that could virtually fit anybody that walks into the shop.
Mm-hmm.
Who knows? And then basically all we do is we go out to the driving range and we stand out on the driving range, and it's called block practice. It's very simple stuff. We just sit there and stand there and hit a golf club over and over, let's say a 7-iron, 7, 7, 7, 7, 7, 7, until you start hitting some good ones.
Could take all day.
Guys,
it, And gals, the fact of the matter is anybody can do that.
Yeah.
I could grab any golf club I've got in my shop and go out to the driving range and beat balls until I figure out how to make it work. That
right.
doesn't mean it fits me.
Yeah, exactly.
You know, so that's what we end up doing. We end up making compensations for the tools that we get. And then we go see Jeff for a lesson, and now Jeff's going, hey, wait a minute here. This person's making compensations for equipment, and they want me to fix these compensations. Well, we need to make sure they got the right tools in their hands to make Jeff's job easier to help them reshape their golf swing.
I don't want to cast any aspersions upon any major brand names, but the closest most of us have come to actually getting fit is going to a driving range during a demo day and having the guy tell us whether we need the red dot, the black dot, or the green dot.
Yeah, sure. Those type of scenarios, yeah, that's exactly right. Those type of scenarios tend to be very vague.
Yeah.
They've got the disco ball going and the music going. And, you know, guys, we're gonna do all of these great, wonderful, miraculous things. One of the things that I deal with every day is managing expectations. And the fact of the matter is, a golf club is just a tool to do a job. Marketing, demo days, those type of things just kind of blow it out of proportion.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, I can tell you with all honesty, I've been doing this for 23 years. The driver is not going 230 yards further than it did 23 years ago. I'm sorry. It's not. But every year, what do we hear? 10 more, 10 more, 10 more, 10
yeah.
more. Well, get a calculator and add that up. But it ain't going that far.
Yeah, we've done that. I have a tee that's supposed to give me 7 more yards and a ball that's supposed to give me 15 more yards and a driver that's supposed to give me 30 to 40 more yards. I should be chipping back on most par fours.
Yeah, that's exactly right.
Here's
you better believe
they don't
it.
Tell you that the more yards, they're comparing it against your 8-iron.
Oh.
Yeah, right. So, that's the other thing to make sure people have, and Pamela, when she goes to get her new drivers, make sure your expectations are realistic. You know, the driver is, you want to be able to hit it solid on the face, and you want to be able to hit it consistently in play down the fairway.
Yeah.
John, did you
I don't
hear
care
that?
If it's going said, 300 yards. If it's going 300 yards in the woods or the water, who the hell cares? You're looking for your golf ball anyway.
And the cool thing is, Randy, is that advice or acknowledgement alone for me tells me that I absolutely right now have the wrong set of clubs because nothing's consistent except for the putting, and my putting's pretty good.
Yeah, she's consistent. My putting's consistent, too. I'm consistently just to the right of the hole when I go by it.
Yeah, right.
At least you're not a blonde hooker.
So basically my job in a nutshell, guys, is really to eliminate a variable. And like I said, make Jeff's job a lot easier.
Especially
you know, that
Jeff.
Now that variable is out of the way. He doesn't have to worry about the equipment that his student has got.
And Jeff's a biodynamics guy, so it makes it even that much.
Swing dynamics guy.
Swing dynamics.
All I do is study the body.
Yeah. So the it would make it more important that the clubs you're using actually fit you.
Yeah, absolutely it does.
Yeah. All right,
you know, I've always used the analogy growing up in Maine. It's kind of like me stepping out on the ice with the wrong size skates on my feet.
Uh-huh.
It isn't going to work. And go take a skating lesson. You're not going to be able to do what the instructor's trying to get you to do.
Right.
If the skates don't allow you. So, it relates to a lot of other sports. It really does. And it's kind of funny how golf has got that impression through the industry of, oh, let me get good, and then I'll worry about my clubs then or later on.
Yeah.
And it's like, wait a minute.
Yeah. The guys who balk at the thought of taking the money and the time to get clubs for it are the same guys who would turn up their noses if you suggest they go to a Penny's or a Sears and buy a suit right off the rack. They're going to at least go to a store where they can get it tailored after they try it on.
Right. Exactly right.
All right. Tell us about Ken Griffey Jr., man. Did he need a lot of help, or was he real good when you saw him?
No, actually, Ken came to me with a really, really good golf swing. Ken's a wonderful guy. I've known him a long time. Actually saw him up the road there at Rocco's a week ago. His dad and his brother, Greg, all love golf. They all play golf on a daily basis. So they've all been around the game for a long time. And Ken came to me with some pretty decent equipment. It wasn't bad. He's a Nike guy. And there were just some fine-tuning and tweaks that I had to do to his clubs to get them where they needed to be.
Mm-hmm.
You know, with those guys like Ken and Gary Gaetti and the rest of the guys, I related to, hey, you're not just going to grab any old bat out of the rack.
Right.
And he understood that concept because with Ken, it was a lot of fine-tuning is basically what it was.
Can the clubs we have now be fixed to fit us by a good club fitter, or do we have to get new clubs and start the process?
It totally depends. It all depends how far off your existing equipment is from where you need to be.
Gotcha.
There are just some golf clubs, for example, that it's impossible to bend and adjust the loft and lie angles.
Okay.
I mean, some of them you just can't bend. So there are some heads that I say, fine, I can put the right shafts in them at the right length with the right grip, but the loft and lie angles aren't gonna change. So it seems to me kind of doing half the job. Really, it depends on how far off they are from where they need to be. But most of the time in that scenario, I'm pulling all the old shafts out, and all I'm reusing are just the club heads themselves. So
And you do it better than many. Randall Doucette is, of course, one of the top 100 club fitters in the country, recognized worldwide. And Orlando's not that far away. In fact, Jeff may be there another couple of weeks. We're going to have to go down to the Marriott, the Grand Vista Resort down there in Orlando. Check you out, man.
I know right where he is.
Yeah.
It would be great. Right, it would be wonderful. I'd love for you guys to stop by, show you around, and maybe send you over to the pool with a piña colada.
Okay.
Hey, I could dig that.
Pamela's in.
Allegiant Air flies nonstop.
That's right. They sure
really
do.
Really inexpensive.
Yeah, and it's only $13 a ticket or something like that.
$27, depending on. I got friends down there. I can write it off.
Yeah. All right.
Hey,
we all could.
Pamela, just make sure you don't get dragged off the flight.
All right, Randall Doucette, man, I appreciate your time. Wish we had a lot more time because there's a lot more questions. Maybe we could get you on again and make sure that the questions people have about how to get the right club and what maybe how you measure how much of an improvement that's going to do for you. But that's all another conversation for another week, man, because we are out of time, and I do appreciate it. And as for you, you know, you don't have to buy a cheap ticket. It's free. You can be listening every week at this time, right where you're listening now. Should you miss an episode on your favorite radio station, make sure you catch us archived every episode at audioboom.com. Also, thoseweekendgolfguys.com. Follow us on Facebook at facebook.com/golfguys, on Twitter at WKNDGolfGuys. And if you want to get a good grip on your game, $5golfclub.com. Check it out. In the interim, we'll play some golf.
Hey, it's Jeff Smith for Those Weekend Golf Guys. Talk to you a little bit about the Smart Ball Golf Low Point Trainer. I've had this thing now for a couple of months, and I'm telling you, this trainer has helped me help more students get the bottom of their swing arc out in front of the golf ball and hit better golf shots than almost anything I've ever used. What a fantastic thing. It's a great price. It's easy for every single player to use. Smart Ball Golf Low Point Trainer. Go get one today.
Play the courses the champions play. The Pete Dye and Donald Ross courses at French Lick Resort. The 2017 NCGOA National Course of the Year, our Pete Dye course hosts the first ever Senior LPGA Championship presented by Old National Bank this July. French Lick's Donald Ross course is looking good as it turns 100 this summer and hosts the Donald Ross Centennial Classic Symmetra Tour event. Book your golf vacation now at FrenchLick.com.
Jeff has returned from Hilton Head. Jeff has returned from learning a lot, teaching a lot, making a lot of videos, which, strangely enough and by coincidence, you can find right now at $5golfclub.com. Yeah, what kind of stuff you got, man?
You know what? I did some fun stuff. I did a couple of them. One of them was on choosing the right tee shot. You know, when you're standing up on a tee and you're not sure what to do because there's choices out there, you know, you got trouble on one side, you got bunkers all over there, you got to figure out where the heck I got to hit it. The hole might be long and you might think driver, and the hole might be short and you might not think driver. Talked a little bit about that. I talked about certainly how to hit a higher, softer bunker shot out of fluffy sand. I talked a little bit about, I did a whole video on choosing the right club to come into a green with. So,
all right,
just added a few.
Tell you what, you want to be better, shoot lower scores tomorrow. Join $5 Golf Club today. $5, the number $5, golfclub.com.
Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
You know when you're listening to a true crime story that has an unbelievable plot twist that makes you stop in your tracks? That's what our podcast, People Are the Worst, brings you with each episode. I'm Rachel.
And I'm Rebecca. We're identical twins who love true crime cases that make you say, "Didn't see that coming," and we hate the people responsible for them. Listen to People Are the Worst now on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.